In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Happy summer. The weather is warming, Rowan's campus is quiet, and beach traffic is filling the highways. The mission and ministry of St. Thomas continues, celebrating the sacraments, feeding the hungry, and housing the homeless. We continue to work together in the unity of common prayer, shared work, and faithful giving. As our collect today observes, our community is built on the twin foundations of Scripture and the person of Jesus Christ. Though we come from all different walks of life and we see all kinds of things differently, it is our common faith that draws us together. Just like the earliest church, we are a collection of people who might not otherwise have had any reason to meet or to be together. But because of the gospel, because of God's love for us, we live in unity and love for one another. Now, it's just that kind of unity and mutual caring that we see modeled in our epistle reading this evening from Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth. Paul is writing about a fundraising campaign. Paul encourages the Christians in Corinth to continue setting aside the money that they, week by week, for the collection so that they will be ready to fulfill their pledges. And so I want to note just a few things that Paul says about this collection. First, Paul refers to the collection as a grace. That's the Greek word he uses. The NRSV Bible from which we read translated it generous undertaking, and we know that that refers to a collection because of the context, but the Greek word is just grace. We talk about the sacraments, right, communion and baptism, as means of grace. And so as they give to this collection, the Christians in Corinth are following Jesus' self-emptying footsteps, and they are bringing grace to their fellow believers. And in doing that, they also come to experience the grace of the kingdom of God powerfully at work within themselves. Now, second, Paul reminds the people in Corinth that no one commanded them to give. The people are giving because of their own earnest desire to do so. Paul says that it is the desire that makes the gift sacred. It almost doesn't even matter how many zeros are on the check, right? The amount given is only relevant in that it is a tangible and authentic expression of a person's own desire to take part in the grace of giving. So Paul reminds us that, quote, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Our gifts reflect our readiness to recognize all that we have as God's and to entrust a portion of it to the needy or to others whom we see going about God's work. Finally, Paul speaks of equality. The purpose of this collection that Paul is taking up is for equality and fairness. Equality and fairness are the foundation of unity in any community, not just Christian. And so this particular gift, this particular grace, this particular collection was sparked by the prediction of a coming famine in Jerusalem. As soon as they heard about that famine coming, this church in Corinth, way over in modern-day Greece, decided that they wanted to help their fellow believers. They knew that they shared a unity with Christians around the world based in Scripture and in the person of Jesus Christ. And so while the Christians in Corinth enjoyed abundance, they would share with the believers in Jerusalem who were in need. There is always, always enough to go around in God's economy. Sometimes, though, God entrusts more of that plenty to certain parties, precisely so that we might have opportunity to grow, to develop our capacity for giving, to grow into the fullness of God's design for us. The purpose of giving for the relief of others is not to burden anyone, but to bring unity by ensuring that no one has too little and no one has too much. Now, God's plan is still unfolding in the world, and you and I are invited to be a part of it. I am particularly excited right now about the invitation to give to help jumpstart Episcopal Community Services of New Jersey, or ECS, because ECS reminds me so strongly of the collection that Paul is administering on behalf of the churches in Asia Minor. It is an opportunity for us who live in relative abundance and ease to contribute to bringing about systemic change for the well-being of Christians and their communities in under-resourced areas of our state. So when you write ECS on the memo line of a check and you put it into the collection plate or mail it in during our summer campaign, you are affirming the unity of our diocese and our care for one another across the state of New Jersey. You are providing evidence that we are indeed one community built upon the foundation of Scripture and with Jesus Christ Himself as our chief cornerstone. In giving to St. Thomas or to Kitchen of Hope or to Episcopal Community Services or to other worthy efforts and organizations where you see God at work, you are both giving and receiving grace, a sacrament, a sign of God's active presence in the world today. Giving is one of the ways that we love one another and raise our voices for the cause of unity. Amen.